Dis 10:32, as jy nou net ingeskakel het, jy kuier saam met my, Michelle, hier by KSC to Work. Ek hou jou geselskap tot en met 12:00 vandag op hierdie pragtige dinsdag. En op 'n dinsdag, ouder gewoonte, het ek vir al ontong hier voor my. Hy gaan ons nou weer 'n bietjie slim maak vandag. Goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit?
Goeiemôre, Michelle, gaan dit?
Lekker, het jy lekker paasnaweek gehad?
Wat in die naweek?
Jy is mos altyd besig. Kyk hier, hierdie man sit nooit stil nie. Kom ons gesels, dit gaan nou oor AI in business creativity and the future.
Yes.
So, my first question, how are businesses using AI today?
Sorry. So, AI is transforming how companies operate, makes processes faster and smarter, like your customer services. Okay. A few weeks back, I needed to reactivate my internet connection at home. So, although the service provider has got a WhatsApp group, you're chatting to a chatbot in the WhatsApp group, okay, on the WhatsApp message. Then it will prompt you certain questions, and eventually it will ask you, do you want to speak to a agent, and then you need to wait. So, companies use chatbots in WhatsApp to prompt certain questions in order to understand what do you want, if you want to like to speak to a agent. Secondly, and this is also that I'm a victim of fraud detection.
Mm-hmm.
So banks use AI to detect fraudulent activities on your account. So in December last year, I had this experience where there was a fraudulent activity on my bank account. So the bank alerted me immediately, said, listen, there's a fraudulent activity which we've detected. Do you want to stop your card? And immediately I said yes, and they stopped my card. So it's used for to prompt what you need. It can alert you on your bank account. Also, personalized recommendations like Netflix, and we spoke about that in the past, Amazon, Spotify, that will create a tailored-made playlist for you. So if you go into Spotify and you like certain music, it will prompt you on your home screen, oh, but you've liked, say, Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
So it will give you all the music of Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Or you want acid jazz, and it will give you music of acid jazz. So that is AI-generated, tailored-made playlist. Nice. Lastly, supply chain management. AI can predict and demand track shipments and optimize inventory and help you to avoid delays and waste. So let me give you an example. If you receive a package from DHL or courier guys, there's a portal that you punch in your Weibo and then it will track your package for you. Or if you order something online, it will give you the like if you order something from Debonairs. The driver just left, and now you can track the driver.
Yeah.
Where the driver is, and okay, the driver will be here in the next 1 minute in front of my door.
Yes.
Healthcare, it also helps with healthcare. It can analyze medical data, and it can assist doctors in making the correct diagnosis for your disease and recommend treatments. So that is how AI can play a huge role in your business.
Yeah, that's now how can small businesses use AI too?
Exactly, yes, they can. And this is one of my favorite AI platforms that I use is Canva. So Canva, although it's a premium, there's a free version as well. So you can design nice posters, pamphlets. You can change a document into something very creative in Canva. With catching phrases for your product, so you can have a huge range. It's a huge range of templates available, which is free that you can use to make yourself a nice poster for your business, and you look smart. With other using a graphics designer, you've got Canva to assist with that.
Yeah.
Customer support, yes. Frequently asked questions. They use chatbots for that. There's a nice app that they use. It's an AI app called Calendly. So Calendly is like a calendar.
Yeah.
So it schedules all your appointments. It makes you aware that you've got an appointment. And consumers, tutors, consultants, tutors, hair salons, all of them, they can use that
yes.
app to schedule and say, oh, instead of going onto your phone and set a reminder, you've got this app that will prompt you, you've got your next client will be in the next 15 minutes. Financial tools, you can use it to create invoices, to save money. It will give you suggestions how to save money events. So the AI world in small businesses are very huge that they can, a whole lot of products in AI that you can use to assist your small business.
Will AI completely replace some jobs?
No. AI will change jobs, yeah, but not replace jobs.
Mm.
It will complement human skills and it will create new opportunities. Like a journalist, like you, it will summarize an article for you.
Yes.
Let's take an article on the front page. Instead of reading the whole thing, you can push it into AI and it will summarize an article for you. Like I said, doctors can use it to analyze medical scans, lawyers, because you're using these huge documentation.
Yeah.
So you can upload it into AI and it will give you a summary of it. A classic example, like look at your most modern takeaways, like your, I don't want to name names, but if you go in, there's a self-help service.
Yeah.
So you go to that portal, you punch in. So it's all AI driven.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And then you'll send a message to the cashier and say, or you can pay there, and then you will get the order number. That order number goes to the back, and your stuff will be made according to what you need. Manufacturing, yes, in terms of repetitive work, but not skilled work. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So a few years back, there was a doctor, I forgot his name now, but he's one of the world's best neurosurgeons.
Yeah.
Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. So he was asked to separate twins. And at that time, he used AI to assist him how to separate these twins from each other because they have a joint nerve system. So he needed to separate them and have their own nerve system. So he used AI that time to separate these two twins from each other and let them have their own nerve system.
Yeah.
So that is what it can do. It can help new careers, AI trainers. You can nowadays you get people that train people now to use AI, which is a nice thing to do, nice job to have. But like I said, AI, there's more to AI that meets the eye. See, it's nice to work on it, but there's nothing gratis in AI that you need to learn how to use it correctly.
Can AI help freelancers and remote workers?
Absolutely, yes. Writing and editing of articles.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a tool called Grammarly. So Grammarly is like I use it to kill paraphrase or kill bot.
Okay.
So you punch in you copy a paragraph into it, and then it will re-paraphrase that for you.
Yeah.
Which is nice because now you can change it to your custom. So you can buy a. Verandering maak op die teks.
Ja.
So, miskien as 'n woord, wat jy nie verstaan nie, kan jy vir hom vra vir 'n simpele woord vir dit.
Ja.
So, is a baie nice product om te use, om, sien, die rede vir dit is, omdat, waarschijnlijk gebruik, AI detectors. Okay. Maar ook nie accurately nie. So, AI detectors kan ook nie accurately detect, dat AI gebruik was, in die documentie. So as jy paraphrasing wil doen of rephrasing wil doen, dan gebruik jy Grammarly om het te rephrase. Okay? En sê dat jy nog gaat sit en tik en jou mind apply, dan spandeer jy 5 minute op die een sin om het te reparaphrase, waar jy het in AI kan druk en dat paraphrase dit veel automatically.
Ja.
Graphics designers, like I said, there's Adobe Sensei, there's Canva that you can use. Translations, yes. Ek maak baie gebruik van AI translators.
Ja.
om mij weer te translaten in Afrikaans of in Engels. Virtual assistants, zoals ik al zei, je kan even respond op e-mails. Hier is een e-mail, ik wil graag respond op dit. Ik liever AI die e-mail
ja.
ontvangen. En AI draaf mij een respons accordingly.
So.
Coding is wanneer je software wil schrijven. Okay? So, dat is wat coding is. Nee, destijds is het met MS-DOS. Dan tik je maar zo al die goed in.
Yes.
So coding is similar to that.
Okay.
Okay. So as you know, a software wil schrijven hoe om bij 1 plus 1 is 2 uit te komen, dan zet je die code in. Destijds is dus gebruik in Excel macros.
Yes.
Maar je die macro moet develop en design. En dan pan ze, oké, activate die macro om die cel te formuleren.
Ja.
Nou kan je dat in AI doen om die coding voor te schrijven.
Yes.
En dat is wat nice is van AI.
Kijk, ik wens, toen ik op school was, was hierdie AI daar geweest. Want als ik nou terugdenk aan opstellen schrijf, kijk je al. Ik heb gezet in... Dit sal nou net soveel vir, maar jylle middag gaan voorbij, dan...
AI is nice met opstellen, maar ek van die creativity soms weggelaten.
Dit is ook waar, ja. Maar jy denk ook nie altemaal... Maar soos jy sê, jy kan vir hom voer.
Yes.
Waaroor, ek wil nou skryf oor my naweek, paasnaweek. So dan sit jy vir hom in, help my, ek wil oor paasnaweek sê wat ons gedoen het as 'n familie. So dan gee jy vir jou daai... Exactly. Jy moet hom voer.
Jy moet hom voer. So ek sê, as jy nou bijvoorbeeld een videoklip maak in Canva, van al die foto's wat jy gevat het oor paas na,
ja.
Maar jy wil nice captions daarin sit.
Ja.
Okay? Dan sê, jy die foto gaan oor dit, gee my nice caption vir die. Okay?
Nice.
So dit is wat jy met Canva kan doen, in AI gebruik, optimaal, om iets meer funky, meer eye-catching te create for yourself. Even for the TikTok stem, ik gebruik AI like CapCut.
Okay.
Om filters op te set. No, je lekker hier as hoor nie.
Ja, ja.
Je moet die filters gebruik om dit wat jy nie wil hê mense moet sien nie.
Ja.
Wat sê die Afrikaanse woord vir dit? Om het te vermom. So jy sit jou maskerkie opgehou vandag, so dat mense nie kan sien reerig, jy een groen oog, een blauw oog, so, dit is die filters wat daar is op AI, om het baie meer mooier te maak met die prentjie.
Ek wou sê, want ek gister aan toe kyk, sit ek nou nog allemaal geslaap, nou sê ek ook wel op TikTok, en dit doen iemand een video, en ek dog ek maar hierdie tyd van die aand, ek kyk hoe mooi lyk jy nog, jou gesig straal, ek sit hier, ek het niks meer make-up aan nie, maar ja, soos daai goedjies wat een mens kan gaan gebruik, dat jy nog elf uur in jou aand nog kan lyk, of jy op pad is in my reen. Kijk, baie dankie weer eens al. Volgende week sien ek raak ons aan AI en creativity. So ons volgende week bykie daar oor gesels.
Hoe creatief kan die AI apply tot jou bezigheid? Dit is een plezier geweest.
Mooi dag vir jou. Daai was Elontong. Ek hoop jy is nou ook so'n bykie slimmer soos ek. En gaan probeer gerus. Elke week geef ons een bykie info om AI vir jou makkeliker te gebruik en hoe om het te gebruik. Want die mense, jy hoor die taal, is al wat jy hoor, is AI, en dan weet die mense self nie hoe om het te gebruik nie. So, ons sê dankie vir Ul, wat elke dinsdag vir ons 'n bietjie van sy tyd opoffer en vir ons daar meer kom.